Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in our Raisa is Pesachim. We're moving along. I think we're Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, correct? Yes. Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. We get on to Matzah now. Says the Mishnah. Eilu Devarim Sha'adam Eitzabam Yidei Chavas Pesach. These following are the types of grains that a person could be used to be Yetzah's Mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach. We know, of course, I mean, it'll come up clearly in the Gemara's as we go through Masechta, but the first night there's an obligation to eat matzah, right? Erev Teich L'Matzahs, the first night there's an absolute chiyuv to eat matzah, and then subsequently the rest of Pesach, what we call not mitzvah chiyuvis, it's called mitzvah chiyuvis, meaning if you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah, there's no obligation to eat matzah, but definitely we should, because every time you eat matzah, every day you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah for eating matzah, but there's no obligation. The first night there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. Similar to Sukkah, correct, exactly. First night of Sukkah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. By Sukkah, there is the sheet. They're supposed to have 14 meals. And by definition, the meals have to be in the Sukkah, but you're right. It's the same thing. Correct. Now, says the Mishnah, what are these things that we can use for grain? And I say things on purpose, because what's the word the Mishnah starts off with? Eilu Devarim. If you look at the Mishnah later, when we discuss Marar, the lashon of the Mishnah over there is the Eila Yerukas. These are the vegetables. So here the Chorosh say, Eila Mine Dagan. These are the types of grains they can use. As opposed to, we'll see in the Gemara, the other grains, the beans, legumes, rice, millet, those can't be used. So why don't it say Eile Mine Dagan, the same as says Eile Devarim, says that Chorinim B'derech Mordrush. What do we say? What's one of the names of matzah? Lechem Oini. Why is it called Lechem Oini? Because it's very poor, it's water and flour. That's one idea. What? Very good. One of these is Lechem She'ainim Alav Dvarim Harbi. It's Lechem that we say on it, the Haggadah, we say, Magid, Lechem She'ainim Alav Mitzvah Sapi's Yisrael, right? Kalamarbel, Reza Meshubach. So since we're Ainim Alav Dvarim Harbi, so Dvarim Harbi, it's a remez, Eila Dvarim. Okay, more of a Drush Pshat, right? Okay, so that's the Acharnim, yeah?
There's a Gemara somewhere that says why we use the word Dvarim sometimes.
Of a place world here. Okay, I'm not sure. So Eila Dvarim Shadim Yetzibem Yidei Chavas Pesach Bechitim Wheat B'sairim Barley Kusman Spelt Shifrin Rye and Shibila Shul Oats. Now it's interesting, the Gemara is going to explain that Chitim and Sairim are really the main categories, wheat and barley, and then spelt rye and oats. That's by the it's Machlokes from Mizot, we'll get back there in a second, but spelt rye and oats are subcategories of Chitim and barley. They'll play it, well, when we get to the Gemara, we'll actually speak out some nafkminis, but a basic shiloh over here is, by Marar we say, that the Shadrach Baskins, that Marar, the list in the Mishnah of the four or five, I think it's five, different species for Marar, is the list in order of preference. With the ones we prefer, those are listed first. What about the matzah? Is the list also in order of preference? So the Marar says that, yeah, chitim is taka preferred, and Tversol explains, you know why chitim is preferred? Because chitim takes the longest to become chametz. So you want to use that which takes the longest to become chametz as your matzah. What if someone can't eat wheat? He's allergic. He can't have gluten, right? Not just choosing to be gluten-free. He can't eat wheat. So what happens to your person? So the Chaykakav says that, of course, that the Mishnah is obviously is saying order of preference. But Avada, if you can't eat wheat, you go down the list. The question is just going to be, either Chaykakav actually brings, that could be it's going based on the order of the grains listed in the Psukim in Devarim Perches, in Sefer Devarim and Chumash. But Pasha says, no, it's really order of what's preferable. But you then have to figure out that when we say wheat goes first, then barley, then the subcategory of wheat goes before the subcategory of barley. What about the subcategory of wheat? Does it go before barley itself? Pasha says it does. So wheat and its subcategory goes before barley. That would be the question. Well, I just referenced a minute ago about oats. The Pashas we always teach. That's the general translation. Shibrei L'shul is teach us oats. There are other shittas. There are Pesach L'mais, I believe. Rav Hershel Shechter Shlita does not translate. I'm not sure what he does translate it as, but not it doesn't translate as oats. Not going to get. I don't think he makes a mezainus on oats. I don't think he considers oats to be Shibrei L'shul. Okay, V'yetz. I'm not sure what he puts instead. So I forgot what he puts instead. But if I'm not mistaken, I didn't hear this from him directly. I didn't read it from the sefer. I heard it in a shir b'shmai. So I don't. It's not verified. We can ask, of course, his son next time we see him. V'yetz. Now we learned in. The Mishnah continues. A person could be Yaitza. We know there's a din, of course, of Trumas and Maisa, as we discussed in the past. So what about Demai? Demai is that which you buy from Amaretz is a concern that maybe, Rav Amaretz do take Maisa, but maybe he didn't take Maisa. The Lachas was supposed to take Maisa just to be safe, a second Maisa. So we say, one could be Yetza Matzah B'demai, or for Maaser Rishon Netrumasan, and Maaser Rishon, after you take Maaser for the Levi, 10% of that that goes to the Levi has to go now to a Kayim, right? Truma, you take Truma's Maaser. So Maaser Rishon, where Truma was taken from it, Maaser Sheni Hekdesh Niftu, and Maaser Sheni, or Truma, or Hekdesh, that was redeemed, so no longer has Kedusha, that's not the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, these are all fit to be used for Matzah. Vakehanim, and Kehanim could even use Bechalu, Vetruma, question by Chalas, but first, right? Bechalu, or Truma, Avaloi B'Tevel, but one cannot be Yetza Matzah with Tevel. Valoi B'Maiser Rishon Tanit Trumasa, nor with Maaser Rishon. Well, you took Maaser Rishon already, but the Maaser Rishon itself didn't have the Truma taken from it. Valoi B'Maiser Rishon Hekdesh Leniftu, nor for Maaser Sheni Hekdesh Leniftu, because these items, we'll see in the Gemara exactly, but these items aren't either not allowed to be eaten, or even if they can be eaten, they don't really belong to you. You cannot take, you can't use Matzah from these items. Chalas HaTeda. What about the chalas from a teda? We're talking about a chalas teda. There's 40 loaves of bread. From the 40 loaves, we're referring obviously to the loaves that are not chametz, right? We're referring to the loaves that are not chametz. 30 of the 40, by the way, not chametz. Only 10 of the 40 loaves are chametz. We're referring to the 30 that are not chametz. So what about those? Rukikim nazir, or rukikim of a nazir. Those are like the crackers, the wafers that are brought by the nazir. Asam la'atzman and yetz behem. If he made it for himself, he can't be Yetza. However, Asan Limkum Lashuk, if he made them to sell in the market, then Yetza Bem. If he made them basically with the idea of using it for his own carbon, then he can now choose to use it for his matzah, even though it's not chametz. But they were already designated for the carbon. The chiddush of Vilchar is that even if it's not mamish hektish, we already spoke out hektish can't use. Even if it wasn't hektish yet, the fact that he made it for that purpose, he can't. But if he made it to sell in the market, so he didn't make it for any specific. He made it for people that are going to need karbanas nazir, but he didn't make it for any specific person. So the same way he could sell it, he could use it for his own mitzvah. Okay, Tana. Kusman Minchitim. Spelt is from the species of wheat. And Shibel Shul V'Shifim and Zairim. And Shibel Shul V'Shifim, the rye and the oats, are actually from the species of barley. Kusman Gulba. Kusman is also known as Gulba. Shifyan is Dishra. Gulba is just, again, I don't know further what that is. It's just a name. It's a type of a name that you used for a type of grain. Shifyan is Dishra. Rye is, again, we know it as rye, is known as Dishra. And Shibel Shul is known as Shivayle Tabla. That was like, it's actually lush of like ears of a fox. Apparently, they resemble the ears of a fox, or some say it resembles the tail of a fox, right? The tala in the sagale, right? The tail of the fox. Okay. Hani in. Says the Gemara, these five species are good. Actually, before we go further, back to that conversation. Now that we discussed the categories, you have wheat, and a subcategory, of course, is, the subcategory of the wheat is the spelt. And you have the barley. We're saying the subcategory of the barley is the rye and the oats. So the shaila is, what about sirif? By murr, we know there's different species of murr the Mishnah says you can use. Can you mitzarif different species to get to your share of murr? Can you use a little of... So the first we discuss over there, ultimately we say that by murr, the Gemara says, you can be mitzarif. And there's a chiddush there. I mean, especially some of the Chayim say it depends which types. Like if you want to mitzarif the horseradish and romaine lettuce, no deal, right? And you shouldn't eat it together. I used to always eat it together, remember? Shouldn't say used to. Everybody did. Some say absolutely not to do that because the flavor, part of the myrrh is the flavor. Even if we know romaine lettuce to us is not so bitter, but part of myrrh is the flavor of myrrh, right? If one of the flavors doesn't counteract the other, so I think, ironically enough, romaine lettuce, if we touch that as chazeres, romaine lettuce, I think maybe even more preferable than the horseradish, right? Can according to some say it's not bitter? How could it be? Chazeres, I think, is very, very bothered. But the point is, assuming we hold that romaine lettuce is more preferable, you're going to have your horseradish being mevatel the taste of the romaine lettuce, and that can be problematic. Again, the Gemara says you can mix it and it's fine. But some of the Pesachim aren't happy in cases where some of the myrrhs will overpower the other myrrh about mixing it. But in general, we'll just take for granted for now, we'll get back to myrrh when we get to it in the Gemaras, but for now, we'll just take for granted this idea that myrrh could be misarif. So ask the Achrayim, what about, or Shainim already, what about when it comes to matzah? Could you be misarif these different grains to make matzah or not? So Ben Anderson says, yes. Just like by myrrh, we say so, so too by matzah. And Adarabba, we relied on saying it by myrrh, and you'll know matzah, well, the grains are okay. The Ran says, exactly this neguda that we just kind of addressed, that specifically by myrrh, where the taste is more important, is the idea of having a bitterness and a taste of merirus, and still he can mistar. So gosh ke matzah. We specifically said it by mar, but who adin? Of course, by matzah for sure. Matzah is a separate din that you can't mix in outside flavors. We'll have our gemara din today, but matzah shira, right? There's a different din of mixing outside flavors. That's outside flavors, but matzah, but grains itself, no reason to assume that there's an issue, and therefore you can mix it together as Isaac the Ran, as Isaac the Rabbi said. However, the first one we daik in Rambam, then Rambam argues. Rambam lists in Parakeh, Rambam lists the mine chitim and mine serim, and he lists them separately. Right? He lists chitim and spelt, and then barley, oats, and rye separately. And the Chana Meisha says it's called Rambam holds he could be mizdarif within the category of barley and within the category of wheat, but not, you can't mix them together. Michal Sinach is also medayik from Rambam that he mentions sirif by mar and by chametz. Rambam mentions that sirif, you can mizdarif different things to have a shear of chametz. You can mizdarif by chametz, you can mizdarif different species to make chametz, different species to make for make a shear of mar. He doesn't mention sirif by matzah. The Gemara K left it out, but Rambam also leaving out that means Rambam holds that sirif cannot work by matzah, as the Michal Sinach learns. I'm not sure if the Michal Sinach would be okay with tzirif within barley, within wheat, but he holds that the Rambam's lack of mentioning tzirif, if he mentions it by chametz and not by matzah, that indicate that by matzah there's no tzirif. Okay, right to the Gemara. Haniyim, these five species of grains are good for matzah, iris dechelei, but we're saying that other seeming similar type of grains, such as rice and millet, are not good for matzah. I'm not even happy to know this. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. V'chein tanu Rabbi Shmuel. V'chein tanu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm Rabbi Kana Pasuk. Let's say chalav chametz. Shibas yam dechalav matzah. It says don't eat chametz. But that's talking about the Karban Pesach. Rather, 7 days you should eat matzah with it. Now we're putting together the isser of eating chametz with the mitzvah eating matzah. Dvar ma bamin dechametz. Things that come to chametz when you leave them to rise. Other mitzvah ben dechametz and matzah. So something which could be come chametz is fit for the mitzvah of matzah. Yatsu elish in bamin dechametz that excludes the millet and the rice. Rice flour, millet flour, which don't really come to chimitz, and therefore, ella de sirchen. They don't come to chimitz, rather come to sirchen. Sirchen means mamish spoiled. So there's a level of becoming like leavening, of like sourdough, and then there's spoiled, right? So chimitz are things that become like sour, and that's chimitz, whereas rice and millet, they actually spoil. Okay. And therefore, just like they don't have the status of chametz, they don't have the status of, they can't be used for matzah. Masit Zarka Mechamir says in Gemara, a Mishnah, which says, Dafka these five, to the exclusion of Iris V'deichen, excluding rice and millet, is not like the following Tana, like a Mechaminuri. Tamar, Mechamir says, Iris Mendaganu. He owes Iris is like a type of grain, V'chayev and Al-Chemutze Kares, and once Chayev Kares on Pesach for rice. So, clearly, our mission is not like him. The Tanya, Rabbi Mechamir, Iser, Iris V'deichen, Meshikar V'chachmet, Rechamir, it says, usher to eat a dish that's cooked with rice and milk on Pesach. Why? Because it's karev lahachmetz. Now, he's clearly worried, right? He's worried that it's let's see. Ibayelu. Shkarev lahachmetz to kadum machmetz. Eidilma karev lahachmetz havi chametz gomer loyavi. So then they actually ask a question, meaning, Reish Lakish was saying that clearly Rech Manuri is worried about Erez Dechen that it's close to becoming chametz, and therefore, clearly yells that if you let it, it will become chametz, and it's mamish usher, not like our Mishnah. But Ibailu is really someone else, not Rish Lakish. Other Amram are asked a question. 1 second. If you read the words, maybe it's not so clear that he's not like a Mishnah. Karv Lachas means it's like chametz, it's close to chametz, but it's not chametz, meaning maybe it's not a problem chametz, and our Mishnah could agree. Our Mishnah is talking about the five grains that could be used for matzah. And those five grains really do become chametz, right? And you would be very, 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 very dangerous to start working with them on Pesach itself. Rice and millet, don't use it because it's Karv Lachas, not because it's Mamish chametz. So you could learn, not like the way Rish Lakish was saying, and maybe Rech Muri is like a Mishnah. That's really more Shail Ibailu. So Ibailu. Karv lachmetz, the kadam machmetz means becomes chametz quickly. And avada, it is chametz, which that would fit like a glove. That's the way Rish Lakish was learning. Idilma karv lachmetz, maybe you can learn a different way totally. It means karv lachmetz havi, chametz gomer lo havi. Does not become chametz gomer, and Rabbi Chamuri would not be arguing a Mishnah necessarily. Tashema, it's on your Rabbi Chamuri. Iris bin dagan of chayma chimutzakaris. So this is black and white. Here is we have black and white, right? Like Rish Lakish had said. We have a price that says very clearly that Rabbi Chamuri is saying, Iris is a type of grain, and Yechayev Chametz. V'adamei Tebei Chavetz Pesach. On the flip side, you can be Yitzchichi Matzah. V'chein Hayim Rechon Ruri, Aymer, Kramis, Chavetz Bechallah. He also used to say that Kramis also is a grain that's subject to the Dinei Challah. Again, it's just that's another type of flour. The point is that he's adding other grains to the categories that we have. We had five, and he's saying that rice and krumis are included. My krumis, Rabbi Shitzina, my Shitzina, Rabbi Papa Shitzina, the Mishakha being Kalinasa. It's that which is growing amongst the Kalinasa, the Kanasa, they touch as poppy. They touch as poppy. They say it's like a plant, seeds of a plant that are black, similar to poppy actually, as some resemblance to millet. That's how some explain what this is. Okay. Says the Gemara further. They bring for the Arach that they bring from the Arach that it's similar to cumin, and others say it's a seed called like a caraway seed. Okay. Says more further. So according to Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, we're saying very clearly that rice and milk, we have the second rice, saying very clearly, Chayef Chametz, it creates a mitzvah matzah, 100% is part of the Mishnah, and that would be an indication back to our Shaila. Did he mean it's carved to become Chametz, or and real Chametz, or it's close to be Chametz, it's not real Chametz? We see clearly he holds it's close to become real Chametz. It quickly becomes real Chametz. Amar Abba Rachan, Amar Bishlakish. Isa Shinulusha B'yayim V'shem L'dvash, Ein Chayef L'chem B'sakaris. A dough that was baked, kneaded with wine. Actually, before we go further, I'm just going to reference it. It's a much bigger conversation, but I'll reference it for now. Obviously, there's a very big home base for the ideas of kidneys, right? We don't eat rice. When I say we, Ashkenazim, we don't eat rice, we don't eat milk, all it's kidneys, right? Here, we have the Gemara very clearly. Gemara is saying our Mishnah, according to Berachah Menuri, talking about Chametz Gemara, but according to our Mishnah, it's not one of the five grains. It's totally fine. There's always been like a movement, especially, I think, in large part because you have the Sephardic communities. They never kept this gezeiras lechamim of kidneys. So there's always been like every so often a way to, you know, a movement to try to fall off it. But the gedolei pesach already for generations already hundreds of years ago wrote very strongly against trying to be mevatel a gezeiras chamim. Yes, we hold kidneys as a gezeira 100%. It's a gezeira, but it's a gezeira that's not bendable. Gebrux is a different story. Gebrux also, by the same logic, once you have a minig becomes like Torah, but you don't have the same takanas chachamim on Gebrux, right? Some of the, you know, the real litvax, you know, would hold that's a minig toyas, holding a shtus, right? It's a mistake. But even so, those who have that minig certainly should adhere to the same idea. The Lashonis that the Shalos HaTshuvos from, they bring Legabe Kinyas, very strong. I guess there was like people that wanted to try to be Mekel in these types of in rice. And if you go to in Chutz Eretz, you come out, don't find it. I mean, maybe in some Sephardic communities, you find something. You find very little of Kinyas type products because, yeah, you know, you'll say it contains Kinyas out of a bottle of soda, whatever. You don't find cookies and bread. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, try going to Eretz Yisrael, I haven't done so a couple years for Pesach, I was there a few years in a row, it's incredible. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, the population that is Sephardic over there is huge, they eat kidneys. You see regular pizza, regular lafas, regular, and when I say regular, I have no clue how it tastes. I didn't even try it after Pesach, you know, it tastes, obviously because we didn't buy it. But and people like walking in with the regular full Shemayna Begadim, the suits, the, you know, they're looking at the tzitzes out, they're looking like regular, and they're going to buy it. The cognizant, you forget, like the snacks, it looks all the same because they use products that we don't use. Rice flour, corn flour. Okay, says anywhere. Once again, it's a whole separate topic, we'll get to it more. Sorry? Kiyapasha's not. I don't think so. Amar Abrachada, Amar Shlokish. Iker Isa Shenilusha B'yayim V'shem V'dvash. A dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey. In chayev lechametz karis. You're not chayev for that chametz. You're not chayev karis. The Mara's going to understand that. Why not? Because let's say Yosef or Papa Ravun Vreid of Shua Kamei of Idravin. If Yosef Idravin coming on him, he was dozing off. Key point: if Idravin was seen dozing off, we'll see he'll pipe up at the bottom of the bed, right, the last line. He'll pipe up even though he was dozing off. He heard the whole conversation. Amalei Ravun Vreid of Shua Papa. My time with the Shlakish. What's the time with Shlakish? Why is he saying you're not chayev karis for a geshmaka dough of wine, oil, and honey? Amalei Damar Kroli Sechlof Chametz. The drush we just spoke up before. We said you can only be yetsa matza. Which that could become chametz. With that could become chametz. So we want to say it's a two-way street. Since I can't be yetsa matzah with matzah shira, with this matzah, with this ingredient, it won't become chametz, which is a chiddush. Well, we made a drasha the other way before. That which is not chametz can't be yetsa matzah. Now you want to say that which can't be yetsa matzah will not become chametz. Torah Mishnah, the yetsa matzah is matzah, chayim alachim musakaris. V'ha, ha'al v'ena the yetsa matzah, he can't be yetsa schiv of matzah. Because the half of the matzah shira, and he's supposed to use lechem ayini. Again, that's certainly the first night. We typically don't eat matzah shira, all right? We try to eat matzah shira the entire Pesach, most people, right? But certainly the first night. Ein chayev an aleh, ein chayev an achimutzei karis. So we're not chayev on the chimutz karis. That's the assumption that's for Sakish's drasha. Eis rev vunabredi v'shul of papa. What do you mean? Himcho v'gamay. If one dissolved a grain and then he swallowed it, if it's chametz, on his karis, if it's matzah, and it's Pesach, he cannot be yetsa on Pesach his matzah with it. So if you dissolve a grain in water and then you swallow it, he can't be yetsa matzah with that. But if it's chametz, you chayev karis. Very clearly, you have a case where the same product was saying in the same brisa, you can't be yetsa matzah, yet you're still subject to chayev karis for chametz. So you see, it's not two directions. This comparison of chametz to matzah is just that which can become chametz, that ingredient can be used for matzah. But not that which you can't be yetsa chayev matzah will not become chametz. It doesn't go both ways. That can't be pshat. It's Arab Ravid Ravin. Ravid Ravin woke up from the dozing, hearing the conversation. Amar Lui said, ach, dardiki, children. I had a time to do a shlakish, mishim, dahavalu, pay me, payris. Meperes emach mitzim. This pshat Rish Lakish because meperes and meperes. Interestingly enough, meperes they stop the leavening process because you have meperes often used as a way to circumvent trying to make a mitzi, right? You use meperes, so it should be like a mezainis, right? But meperes, one of the benefits of meperes is that it takes away the leavening process, stops the leavening process, and therefore it won't become chametz for totally different reasons. The reason you're not chayv chametz is because it doesn't become chametz, but not because it can't be yetz mitzvah. So we'll pause over here and pick up mitzvah again. Sunday's erev Hashem.